Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com.
I'm Alvaro Ferreira, independent consultant with Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg, and today is Wednesday. It's April 17th, 2024. Hold on to your hats, as this is turning out to be quite a busy week on the trade front in D.C. Today, the House Ways and Means Committee was expected to mark up 6 bills that, if enacted into law, could have a significant impact on the trade community at large. In fact, the markup may have already taken place by the time you listen to this. Not to worry, we'll look at some or all of these bills in greater depth in the coming days. But here's a brief appetizer. First, we have H.R. 7979, the End China's De Minimis Abuse Act, which would, among other things, end the de minimis exemption for low-value shipments subject to Section 301 tariffs, immediately eliminating such benefit for more than half of all de minimis entries from China. It would also prohibit the use of the de minimis flexibility for goods subject to anti-dumping and countervailing duties, which would codify existing practice, as well as Section 201 and Section 232 tariffs. In addition, it would add a new 10-digit HTS classification requirement for all de minimis entries from countries subject to Section 301 tariffs. We also have H.R. 7980, the End Chinese Dominance of Electric Vehicles in America Act, which would tighten certain Inflation Reduction Act-related provisions to ensure that no Chinese interests take advantage of the available U.S. tax subsidies for electric vehicles. H.R. 7981, the Stop China's Exploitation of Congolese Children and Adult Forced Labor Through Cobalt Mining Act, would seek to ensure that goods made using or containing cobalt, extracted or processed with the use of child or forced labor in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, do not enter the U.S. market. More specifically, it would seek to identify the products and priority sectors on which the U.S. government should apply its prohibition on the importation of goods made with forced labor, and would consider the risk of transshipment or downstream products that potentially re-enter the U.S. through a third country. We also have H.R. 7986, the Generalized System of Preferences Reform Act, which would reauthorize the GSP program until December 31st, 2030, establish new country eligibility provisions for participation in the program, and modify the current rule of origin and product eligibility requirements, including by increasing the value-added threshold for originating products from 35% to 50%. We also have H.R. 7983, the Stop Executive Overreach on Trade Agreements Act, which would end the use of Inflation Reduction Act qualifying critical mineral deals and protect the role of Congress by defining an FTA to be an international agreement that, one, is approved by Congress, and two, eliminates restrictions on substantially all trade with the partner. And finally, we have H.R. 5179, the Anti-BDS Labeling Act, which would codify a 2020 notice by U.S. Customs and Border Protection that requires that products made in Israeli-controlled areas of the West Bank be marked as originating from Israel, and that products made in Gaza or Palestinian-controlled areas of the West Bank be labeled as either made in Gaza or the West Bank. In addition to this hectic legislative activity, on April 16, U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai joined the members of the Ways and Means Committee for a hearing on the Biden administration's 2024 trade policy agenda. There's a lot to unpack from the hearing, way more than we can cover at this time, but I'll just mention that Chairman Smith expressed pessimism about the administration's trade priorities and the fact that the U.S. is losing ground to China. USTR Tai said that the ongoing review of the Section 301 tariffs on a broad range of Chinese products is very close to conclusion. And in response to a question from a member, she mentioned that, quote, exclusion programs are incredibly important while we ensure that our economy transitions to a more stable supply chain, end quote. As mentioned, we will look into these matters more closely in the days and weeks ahead. Thank you.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.